Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for coming. It's been a really fascinating discussion we've had. First, I want to thank you for your friendship. I thank you for your leadership. I really appreciate the fact that you have made the courageous decision to help two young democracies, Afghanistan and Iraq, succeed. Your contributions in Afghanistan and Iraq will make a difference in achieving peace. And so thank you for that very much. I really appreciate your briefing on your neighborhood. The Prime Minister is a man who's got clear vision. He understands how to explain problems in a way that will help yield results. And so the fact that you talked about the Balkans in such clear fashion will help us work with you to achieve certain objectives. I want to thank you for that. I fondly remember my visit to your beautiful country. It was a spectacular visit. I came back to the States and I told people that if you really want to see an interesting slice of heaven, go to Slovenia. It is. It's got a country that's got a lot to it. But the most important thing is it's got wonderful people. And I look forward to working with you, Mr. Prime Minister. I'm confident that by working together, we can improve the lives of our respective peoples, as well as improve the lives of those who are struggling against forms of government that won't allow them to have free expression, won't allow them to self-govern. And so welcome to the White House, and thank you for a wonderful meeting.
Spoštovani gospod predsednik, hvala za prijazno gostoljubje, hvala za vabilo, za zelo koristen in zanimiv razgovor. Z veseljem se spominjam vašega obiska v Sloveniji, vaših lepih besed o Sloveniji in o Slovencih, slovenskih državljanih. Veseli me, da smo v tem času tudi Slovenci postali člani NATO. Zahvaljujemo se vam za podporo na tej poti, bila je odločilna.
Esteemed Mr. President, thank you very much for inviting me and my delegation to the White House. We still remember your visit in Slovenia and we hope to continue with good cooperation in the future.
Zame so bile zelo koristne informacije glede pogleda Združenih držav na razvoj situacije v regiji Zahodnega Balkana.
I found very useful your information regarding the development of events in the region of Western Balkans.
Veseli me, da delimo iste poglede glede bodoče evropske perspektive držav Zahodnega Balkana in tudi NATO perspektive.
I'm glad we share the same views regarding the perspectives in Western Balkans regarding the security and also the NATO.
Slovenija je resen partner v NATO, ne glede na to, da ni ravno velika država, prispevamo med največjim številom vojakov, osebja v operacijah, ki jih vodi NATO.
Despite the fact that Slovenia is a small country, it contributes a lot of troops in the NATO operations.
Torej, zavedamo se, da glede na to, da smo bili tudi sami deležni pomoči od drugih, ko je šlo za vključevanje Slovenije v euroatlantske integracije, smo zdaj, ko smo člani, tudi mi dolžni, da poskrbimo za to, da se območje miru in stabilnosti v svetu širi in čutimo to za svojo dolžnost.
Based on the fact that we got a lot of help during our entering the NATO and European Union, we got a lot of help, we feel that now it's our obligation that we help others to do the same.
In kot sva prej govorila, med predsedovanjem Slovenije Evropski uniji v prvi polovici leta 2008 je planirano tudi vrhunsko srečanje Evropska unija Združene države.
As I mentioned before, Slovenija will be presiding the European Union in 2008, during which time there will be a summit between the European Union countries and the United States.
In bomo zelo veseli, če vas takrat lahko pozdravimo v Sloveniji.
We would be very happy if we could welcome you then in Slovenia.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it very much.